Home Style Aged Care, fifth quarter.
What a night. The Cats by 38 points, 16-16, 112 to 11-8, 74. 13 individual goal kickers for the Cats. We were down in the Cats rooms talking to Tom Stewart. It was great to catch up with Reggie's old mate in the 44.
Yep, me bestie, Stewie, and somebody who judges himself super harshly, so it's nice to see him playing good footy, and he's in a bloody important player when he plays well.
You came in at the same time. Is that why you've got the link?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We clicked pretty early. We always tell the story. I want to bring the mood down. I lost my dog early in my first year of the Cats, and me and him kind of pseudo-bonded over it. Like, he reached out, you know, it was probably like 2 or 3 weeks into my time at Geelong, and it kind of, I don't know, we just clicked since then, and we've kind of gone through a lot of, I already had a kid, but I had another one at Geelong while he had his, and we just, a lot of our career and life mapped onto each other quite nicely.
And the ink as well.
He did copy me, I did get the dog first, and he went with the wolf on the back of the, in the front, wherever he has it, but nah, he's my boy, I love him.
And he had a really nice little Labrador, I think, or...
He still has Sonny, yeah, Golden Retriever.
Golden Retriever, because I remember Sonny's when he legend. Was drafted.
Yeah, he got it early, yeah.
And I remember he was living in Highton, and I think in a share house at the time, and I remember getting him out onto a very busy road at like 8:30 at night with the sun setting, holding the dog for a photo.
Yeah, Sonny. Sonny's a legend. He's still got Sonny.
Sonny
still
has Sonny dopey. Must be 10.
Yeah. Sure. This is Stewie's ninth year at the Cats, so nine anyway. Yeah.
I saw Sonny one day after St Joseph's played South Bowen up at South Bowen. St Joseph's had a comfortable victory, and I saw Tom Stewart in the middle of the ground after the game, and Sonny may have done an extraordinarily large steamer right in the middle of the oval.
Dropped it on a length?
Yes, he did. He did. He
walked off and left it to the roof.
Well, no, I think he was fumbling for a bag somewhere, but Sonny was doing some of his sharper stuff there after the South got trounced.
The Sporting Globe, Geelong, eat, drink, sport. Our expert is Reg Tui. Reg, chance to breathe and think about what's unfolded, but what sticks out from tonight as things that make Geelong not unbeatable, but very hard to beat?
Yeah, well, look, they're not unbeatable, but their best is the best. And for a long time, it's rarely been about who you play, and it's always about when you play them. So at certain points this season, Collingwood looked by a long way the best team in the competition. And then for a period, it was Brisbane. And then for a period, it was Adelaide. And I mean, I think even early, people were talking about Hawthorn. Right now, it's clearly Geelong. They're the team that you'd least like to play. If the grand final was played tomorrow, they're the team I think everybody would pick last to run out against, which is a good position to be in. And their game style is a finals brand. Like, the game turns into a chaos contested game. That's not even just an expression. The numbers back that up. The ball spends more time in congestion. It spends more time in the contest. And that's just what Geelong have been doing and doing really well for a very long time. So take the rest, set themselves for, I think it's going to be a tough prelim. Whoever they get, I reckon they've got the tough side of it.
So it'll be Adelaide, the Giants, or Hawthorn.
Yeah. So you back them against anybody, quite frankly. I don't think it's ultimately going to matter. But they'll prep extremely well. And whoever it is, I reckon they'll get the job done.
The negative this week was Rhys Stanley's absence. The question is now, will it come down to the opponent in regards to if he's right to go?
Yeah.
And whether they risk, if it's a hamstring, you're looking, and we think it was done, well, Blitz basically gave it away. He knew, like when we did on Tuesday, that something had taken place.
Yeah.
So what's that? It'll only be, 18 days?
Yeah.
It depends on the seriousness.
Sure. It depends on the seriousness. It's kind of hard to speculate without knowing for sure. If he's right to play, they would love to give him an extra week. I know it's finals and you can't do that, but they have earned the extra week, so depending on how severe it is. But if he's right to play, he's still obviously important and key to come back in. So they had an extraordinary performance tonight, but I wouldn't be too reactionary. If he's fit to play, he's pretty important.
Reading between the lines of Stephen King pre-game, you sort of got the feeling that it was maybe a grand final would be best case scenario to be ready to play. So we're only guessing, but he wasn't suggesting that it was going to be a quick turnaround. He was like, he might get back, he may not, so it'd be borderline.
And if he got there with the combination of Blitzarves and DeConing, I suspect it comes down to matchups and who you play. Well, Riley O'Brien presents a different challenge to Lloyd Meek.
He's also played all year, Stanley.
Yes.
So
it's not like
he's not like he's coming in off missing a game and only playing eight games and it's been a disjointed season. He's actually had continuity in his footy. Yes, if he misses 3 weeks, I would be thinking if he was available and they thought he'd put in 2 good weeks or 10 days of really good training, I reckon they'd put him in for a grand final.
Yeah, and that's what I reckon. And look, the truth is if you only got him for a good half of footy, don't want to jinx it, it's still, I reckon that's not a bad return, to be perfectly honest.
And there's a potential that it could actually be his last game in the hoops too.
Jeez, what a way to go out if they can do a Joel Selwood on it. Which, geez, they're well placed for it.
Oh, absolutely.
And the other contenders. So, look, Brisbane will bounce back, and if you get them in the grand final, I actually, my pseudo-prediction heading into this game was that this would be the grand final.
Yep.
That only in this prelim, I think, has a team that's capable of making it the long way.
Wait, yep.
I don't think the other side will.
So you don't think Adelaide can...
Well, they'd have to come through Geelong. So I think Geelong and Brisbane, I think they're clearly the two best sides, and Collingwood on their day are very good, but it's... Yeah, I think this could easily be the grand final again.
Selection-wise, Jai Clark's an interesting one. They barely used him. He came on with a minute to play. He'll go back and play in the... So the good thing for the Cats is, with Collingwood also through, I wouldn't be surprised if Geelong and Collingwood are playing each other in a scratch match tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then probably doing it again next week, depending on Hawthorn and Box Hill and how that all falls. But there's every chance that,
I suspect they'll be keeping each other fit in the background. It might actually work out quite well. We know they're going to get to at least the prelim in AFL.
From memory, Reg, would next Saturday or whenever it is, do Cats have a really sort of rigorous match sim, type operation as their training?
Yeah, it'll just be like a big main session. So it'll be like a typical in-week session, just instead of a 6-7K.
How long would that normally go for?
Well, it's like they cap stuff on distance. So you can be out on the track for a couple of hours, but like it'll be a 10K, which is not game length, but it'll be 10K with maybe 2 20-minute quarters.
So that's tracking every individual player?
From start to finish, yeah. So that might include warm-up and that might include... But if you ever go and watch a training, they'll do all their drills, it'll get them to a certain calibre, and then you might see like the players doing lengths of the centre square. It's just because they want to hit high-speed goals as well to keep the body ready.
AFL has confirmed the semi-final times for next week. So the Friday match will be Adelaide and versus the Giants or Hawthorn, and then Saturday night Brisbane versus Freo or the Gold Coast. Now, my suspicion out of this is that Geelong will stay off Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
You're shaking your head there, Jason Doherty. Is that your understanding?
I think it is. Yeah.
Jason they've turned Jace off for the moment, but Jace is nodding his head to say yes, that is the case. So that will, and you would think that makes sense because both winners of those semi-finals would get a 7-day break. You wouldn't be giving 1-6 and 1-8. So it's worked out well for us as broadcasters of the GFNL, Jace.
You can't talk.
You just nod.
Yeah, nod. Yeah.
Nod. So we'll wait till you get turned on.
Turned his mic off. Seems like a good business decision.
Dave's just returning. Dave, can you please turn on the mic for Jason so he can talk to our wonderful listeners?
The listeners are rioting.
They are upset. they can't hear him. Hello, Jace.
He's still not on.
Hi, Dave.
Dave's.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Hey, I'm here. Yeah.
I've just put everybody to sleep.
You've been down in the rooms?
Oh, yes. Joyous. Joyous down there. Joyous.
Is it good fun being a boundary rider in those rooms in those situations?
Oh, it's much better. Much better than being in when they lose. I can tell you that right now. And it doesn't happen that often.
But the magnitude of the win.
There was some... I think, as we said to Tom Stewart about the fact that they obviously had a game plan about how to beat the Lions, and they did it to perfection tonight. Like, they were very well coached. I know Nathan Buckley's the lead for the Melbourne job, but I tell you what, there's a couple of blokes at Geelong who are doing an awesome job as
Somebody
assistant coaches.
Threw up James Kelly earlier, potentially on
him and Stephen King.
I think they're both on the list. I think it's Nathan Buckley's job to. I think Lewis. Melbourne need a profile coach, unfortunately. And that's not to say he'd be the best candidate, but just where they're at in terms of the some of the rumours you're hearing about the playing group, to get a personality in as strong as Buckley probably gives them... It's probably maybe not the best decision, but I just think that's the way they'll go.
And as Stephen King said, he will speak with Melbourne extensively next week. So good luck to him. He was close to the Eagles' job.
James Kelly, the weapon of a coach.
Yep.
Whenever he gets his senior job, he is one of the best coaches I've ever had.
Well, Mark Neild worked with him at Essendon
yep.
and has sung his praises when he's...
Nah, he's brilliant.
KFC X-Benny, can you please, obviously we know what the sentiment's going to be, but just from people that have jumped on, can you just give us some of their takes on what unfolded?
So George Templeton joins us.
Temp the rat.
He's,
he follows Virginia Commonwealth University.
He does. He's suggesting if the Cats get through and play GWS, will it be at Cadinia Park for the prelim? I don't think that is very optimistic
it's,
thinking.
It's no, not going to happen, but you would say that with Collingwood having a prelim here as well.
Jen Monister's back online. She's saying great news to wake up to this morning, all the way there from Canada.
Winnipeg.
Daz Bronco suggesting didn't realise that Mullen in Gaelic literally means invisible, but clearly it does because anyone who plays on him just disappears.
I thought he was going to have a dig at Oshin there. I was like,
go Cats on K-Rock. Reckon Reg's smile must be wide and proud. Stewie at Shellwick suggesting so proud to see the side rise above the controversy just before half time and prove how one umpiring faux pas actually has little effect on the game when you're playing well and your plans are working. Another prelim, go the Cats. What she said suggested just it was a great game. Spelders was listening, Kingy.
Who?
Oh, hang on. I love pressing the wrong button here, and I do all the time. So it's Spelders. It's Spelders once said, sitting and listening to K-Rock football in Earls Court, London. Great call, boys. Be home in time for the prelim. Go the Pussycats.
Yeah, just very quickly, Pete Duffield, who's been on his six-week European junket.
Yeah.
He was listening to us in business class on an unnamed airline. Mate.
He dropped something, Pete.
Coming through loud and clear. Need a huge game from Holmes. Now, Pete, yes, we know you sent this earlier. We apologise. We don't monitor our Facebook messages as much as we do our KFC X.
No.
Go on.
Well, Pete, you'll be playing golf tomorrow at Bowen Eds if he's back in the planet. I'll give you the tip. Adrian Mancini suggesting awesome effort. Clearly came in with a great plan and attitude. Loved how we were able to regain momentum after the double dive onto the prelim. Andrew Daly, he's been with us every week.
Yes.
His contribution is fantastic. He says, one of the best games the whole team has played for the year. Just hope the next two are better again. Daniel Brewer just suggested, simply lovely. Medicus, he also joins us each and every week. So just relieved. My heart rate is slowly to returning to its normal BPM. Got it done for Max's 100th. Mullen was brilliant all night. Warmer cluggage like a cheap suit he did. Cat Van Pete suggesting the bloody hard work out there tonight was great to watch. Onwards for the Cats. Return of Loch Ness, Mick Howley. Unsure who played on Charlie Cameron, but he's been out into witness protection. I saw he kicked 26 goals coming in, Charlie Cameron, but he has had, by his standards, probably a disappointing season. So, look, Cat fans, as you can imagine, Kingy, Ali Swisher, just think that was a ripper. Congrats, keep it up. Mick Howley also suggesting that it was the umpire. Congrats to the AFL on the mid-game umpire's frontal lobotomy. And to Cam Rayner, his Academy Award. Cats rise above it, real team effort, defence superb. Midfield won the battle. Special mention to Blitz and SDK in the ruck on short notice. Real strides down arrangement. So Mick has got the old pants down there at half mask. The Murray Rants have gone to half masking.
Oh, wow.
There may be anyway, we better move on before we get in trouble.
You better move on before you get in trouble.
It was a good effort, though, King. You watch the replay. Do you watch the replays, Reg, or do you just watch it once and that's it?
No, I could watch the replay.
Yeah. I might watch it.
Serve me well.
I reckon if it's rolling on KO at 1 a.m. when we get home,
you'll be on it, will you?
Yeah. Yeah. Because the other thing is too, like calling a game like this, like it actually takes a little bit to.
Well, I know it sounds funny, but you miss a lot.
Right.
Yeah, you miss bits and pieces.
Is the Sporting Globe open 24/7?
Yeah, they're opening specially for us.
KFC, FLG, pick up only $8 boxes with all your favourites. Was there anything injury concern? Channa Neal we spoke about?
Nah, he was fine. Nah, he was okay. Nah, the only one out of it's Lockie Neal for Brisbane. He's in trouble with his calf.
Do we know if Jai Clark's going to run around tomorrow match?
You would suspect he might, seeing as though he was on for 1:38.
Because he's not out here running.
No.
In front of nobody.
No real injury concerns. A few bumps and bruises and bits and pieces, but I think they all came through pretty well unscathed.
Curse high, please. Benny, can you please provide us with some key numbers from the evening? Maybe some numbers individually, but also those that reflect Geelong's 38-point victory.
Well, Kingy, they were plus 13 and inside 50, 60 to 47, which is sort of usually a reasonable barometer. I thought tonight, we've mentioned it a couple of times, the tackling, they were plus 16 in the tackles. They were plus 16 also in contested possession. Brisbane gives you an idea of how just sort of overall numbers don't always tell the story. Brisbane actually had 40 more effective disposals, but a lot of those were just chipping it across half-back. The Cats gained about 500 more metres than Brisbane, so it was pretty much a good team effort. I can tell you, too, the scores from stoppages, Geelong kicked 7-8 and Brisbane kicked 3-3, so a huge huge disparity there. That's a five-goal margin there from scores from stoppages. And the other area where Geelong were dominant was centre bounce clearances. That was 11-4 in favour of Geelong, which hasn't always been a strength of the Cats at times. Tonight it certainly was against what is a star-studded and powerful midfield. Individually, Ollie Dempsey was absolutely superb. He had 25 possessions. I think he had 14 to half-time. He had three tackles, three clearances. He kicked three goals. He had three inside 50s and had nine score involvements. That is some night for a kid who is still only 22 years of age, and tonight was his 56th game of football. He was Geelong's leading possession winner. Max Holmes was really good. Not the numbers that he's had at previous games this year. He only had, well, we'll say only 23 touches. Just his impact was absolutely superb. He gained 630 metres. He had eight inside 50s and five score involvements. Tom Stewart, the man we spoke to post-game, had 22. 19 of those hit the target. Bailey Smith, quiet first half. Eight possessions, ended up with 22 for the game. So 14 after halftime, he kicked a goal, four tackles, four clearances. Wasn't his best game, but he certainly contributed and was really good after halftime. I thought Blitzarves was absolutely fantastic. He was pivotal, filling in for Stanley. 20 touches. He had six clearances. All six of those were in the first half. He also had nine score involvements and kicked a goal himself. Dangerfield, he was handy with 19. Myers got better after halftime. He was quiet till halftime, then ended up with 19 possessions. I thought Close, probably one of his best games for the year. He laid five tackles, kicked 1-1, 18 touches. Atkins, 10 tackles, 17 possessions. Bowes was solid. He didn't star, but he played a role. 16 possessions. Manor, 15. He's a player you love to see the ball in his hand because good things happen. He actually didn't kick a goal tonight, Sean Manor, but he helps it up a few because he had eight score involvements. Zach Guthrie solid like he is every week. Jack Henry kept Logan Morris to two kicks, two effective disposals, one goal. He was good himself. Lawson Humphreys, 13. The only one who probably, a couple of players who were, you know, quietish was Stengel. Wasn't his best game. He had 12 possessions, didn't kick a goal, but he did have five inside 50. So he didn't play badly, but he didn't live up to what he can do. Jack Martin had 12 and kicked a goal. Connor O'Sullivan, first final, was good. Everybody did well. And O'Connor did a really good number on Rayner. I mean, Rayner is going to show up that he's kicked three goals too. Two of those were from ridiculous free kicks. Overall, O'Connor won that matchup. And the other one, his stats weren't huge, but De Koning, I thought he showed some aggression in the ruck, which is, you know, perhaps not his strong suit, but he got on board. The enthusiasm of the pressure the Cats were applying, he was certainly good. Just quickly for the Lions, Zorko ended up with 35. A lot of those are kick-outs from fullback, but he does get plenty of it. Neil, unfortunately, you don't like to see good players get injured or any players really, and Neil seemed to do a calf quite badly late in the game. He came off. He'd already had 32 possessions, mind you, till that point. So he's an absolute star. He'd come in off, what, 4 or 5 weeks out and had racked up 32 in 3.5 quarters. Dunkley tries hard with 30. Will Ashcroft, another one with 30. Zach Bailey, 27. Wilmot, 24. But it sort of falls away a little bit for the Lions. Fletcher was really good in the first half, and then he fell away. And the Cats really just had the better of Brisbane. And I reckon the 38-point margin was probably the minimum margin for the game. It probably should have been maybe closer to 50 points. Geelong were pretty dominant at certain times and looked far more effective going forward.
Thank you for that, Brenny. Good work by you on the Kerr's Hire Stat, your local hire company since 1982.
Homestyle Aged Care, fifth quarter.